We have a couple of headlines we're following. In politics, in Florida's Republican primary, Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns, the incumbent, today conceded defeat to the Tea Party-backed candidate Ted Yoho. Last night, that race was too close to call. And Spain's Rafael Nadal announced on his Facebook page today that he is withdrawing from this month's U.S. Open because of tendonitis in his left knee. We will miss reading Rafa's social media updates. Which brings us to our next story. I mentioned recently that I'd sent out a text in which I meant to say to a friend who was traveling over to visit, "How far are you?" Instead, it came out, "How fat are you?" Darn that autocorrect. We asked you about some of your texting faux pas. Darling June tweeted us that she meant to text, "I'm craving nachos," but it came out, "I'm craving anchors." Someone else tried to tell his girlfriend, "I love you too." Instead, it came out, "I love you, Yoko," her name not being Yoko. But my favorite texting mishap came from listener Ahar Anushar, I hope I pronounced that correctly, who tweeted us that her most disastrous text was to a love interest. It read, "I wish you were here to wipe my teats." Of course, she meant tears. As Ahar says, a romantic interlude ruined. All of this sent us to the website damnyouautocorrect.com. We're going to link you at herenow.org. Lindsay Saul is the editor. They take submissions from readers to find the most egregious texting issues. And we should mention some of the errors include references to violence and sex and not everyone's taste. But Lindsay, what are some of your favorites?
One of my favorites is between two friends and they're talking about dating, which is, of course, a really popular texting subject. And so this reads, "How did things go with the French girl?" And his friend says, "Went really bad. She wasn't interested. I ended up killing her sister in the barn next to her house. Ha." He says, "Oh, my God, what happened? Kissing. Ha ha. Autocorrect."
Here's another one. Claire Wagner writes at our website, she texted by accident, "Want to walk the phosphates tomorrow?" Which, of course, she's trying to tell her son to walk the puppies. Why hasn't this been made better? They've done so much. Why can't they correct autocorrect?
I think a lot of people don't know that their dictionaries are unique to their texting habits. So, you know, out of the box, the dictionary is perfect, but as you text, it learns the words that you text and the frequency. And so when you start to type something that starts with the same couple of letters, it'll just automatically fill it in. You know, it's smart, but it's not that smart.
Not that smart. Kind of like Siri's mm-hmm. turning out to be, the voice on iPhones. But I doubt that anybody was writing more about phosphates than puppies, but maybe she was. Maybe she was.
I mean, who knows?
Here's another one. Jay Frog, one of our favorite listeners, writes at our website about a text he got from the doctor's office confirming an appointment. They write, "Yes, you were cracked the first time." Should have been correct. Pam writes that she texted a friend that she was picking up from the train, I am out heterosexual," instead of, "I'm out of here." And she writes, "We're both gay." So it was shocking news to the friend that she'd suddenly switched. That's just a wild one. And they can get people into trouble.
Oh, yes. Yes. Especially when people are texting their parents. You know, that's when it gets real awkward. Another one of my favorites is between a mom and her son. And she writes, "Everything okay? Haven't heard from you in a few days." And he says, "Yep, sorry, Ma. I just came out of the closet." She says, "Oh, Matthew, that is great. I always had a hunch. You know, I love you no matter what. So does your father." Says, "Holy shite, Mom, I'm not gay. I meant coming out of the clinic now. Autocorrect." She says, "Oh, I see." He says, "The real issue is you think I'm gay?"
But not that there's anything wrong with that.
So. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And, you know, the mom was exactly as she should be, supportive and loving no matter what.
And wondering, why are we having this conversation on text anyway?
Right.
Mad Magyar writes us at herenow.org, "Kids wouldn't have these autocorrect problems if they could spell correctly to begin with. I can't believe," they say, "how many people nowadays don't know the difference between 2TO and 2TOO, turn off the autocorrect and read a dictionary once in a while." But I don't think, I mean, it isn't the spelling. They sort of overrule you. Autocorrect can overrule you even if you know how to spell.
Right. And it's often your typing, you know, especially if you're on an iPhone, and we all know those keyboards can be difficult. And, you know, you might be typing something correctly and it just, your fingers are not hip it's not going the right place,
right,
you know.
Right. Well, we have to relate the most ridiculous one we've heard. We think this, I mean, you can try to top this, but this is from one of our producers, Karen. She was on a trip back from Montreal, and she got this text from her husband, a doctor, we might add. He writes, I'm sorry. He writes, I'm sorry. He writes, slutty free at the booty yet? What he meant was duty-free at the border yet, meaning have you reached the duty-free rest stop near the border? But she's, of course, with her son wondering what has happened to your father while we've been gone. Okay, top that.
Okay, so this is between two friends who obviously don't have their driver's license yet. And she says, LOL, so your dad can't pick me up. And her friend says, no, I'll send a yak and you can write it here. And her friend says, what are you trying to say? She says, ride a yak to my horn. She's trying to say, ride a bike to my house.
Well, see, it can't be possible that somebody's writing about yaks.
It can't be. She had to have been just mistyping. Yeah. You know, yeah. She thinks she's typing a B and she's way off.
Okay. Now there's more. Someone writes, my entire weekend has been Shatnered.
That's great.
William Shatner instead of Shattered. Lindsay Saul, editor of Damn You Autocorrect. Thanks so much for going over some of these with us.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know why. We just get such a kick out of this. Here's another from Damn You Autocorrect. I was Jesus instead of I was jealous. At Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio, Martha Madigan writes, she made the error, not autocorrect, when she was editing an employee handbook, and she meant to write, employees will be evaluated annually. And she left a couple of letters off of annually. Ouch. Listener Christina Stylos tweets at Here and Now that in Vermont, autocorrect turns sugar house, where you make maple syrup, into sugar birds. So let us hear from you as we leave you with this song from Ben Champion. It's an ode to autocorrect, or as we'll hear, all the different ways that word gets autocorrected.
There's nothing I can do but put the blame on autoerotic. Autoerotic. Automatic, autocratic, sumo wrestler.
Back in a minute with 50 Shades of Earl Grey, not a typo, Here and Now.